Welcome, guys, to the MGC podcast. I'm here with AJ. And I'm here with Marcus and Monica.
Hey.
Follow. Marcus wants me to plug his Twitter, so I'll do it. You can follow him on Twitter at mrocha_13. That's mrocha_13. Say what's up to everybody.
What's up?
Right. Hi.
And Monica.
Yeah, I don't have a
Twitter, so. We're gonna fix that today, okay? Because Monica needs a Twitter. Monica needs to have the Twit universe with her.
Let's see why she needs a Twitter.
Before we start there, let's I'll try to introduce another co-host, AJ Armando Rocha. You can follow him at Armando Rocha 28. Go ahead and spell it out because it's too damn long for me to spell out.
ArmandoRocha 28.
Okay. You got that? You guys got that? That's on Twitter. Okay. That's a long ass Twitter name. I gotta go, you know? Hey, mention this guy. Whatever. Anyways, Monica, why don't you like Twitter? Why? What do you have against it? I mean, what is it?
I don't know. It's not my thing. I mean, I wrote down some things I know about Twitter that I've heard, but that celebrities use it pretty much. Celebrities use it a lot. And then and you can follow those Twitters, follow those celebrities on the Twitters, or they can follow you, or they can unfollow you if they don't like you.
Or they can block
okay.
you.
Pretty much.
If you're a stalker.
That's the only thing I know about. So that's why I need some pros and cons from
Let me
start off with this.
What?
Okay. This will probably very much convince you to get a Twitter. You see, like you just said, celebrities use it. So, say you want to talk to Taylor Lautner. He can reply to you.
Shout out to Taylor Lautner out there.
Yeah, you can mention Taylor Lautner, and then maybe he could follow you or reply to you. Back.
Thanks for the love.
Shout out to Jalil Lopez.
Woo! Oh, Jalil, man, Lopez. What's up, man?
By the way, our intro song was America's Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted by Jalil Lopez.
I love Jalil Lopez.
So he can, reply to you too.
I love it how he replies to people.
If you guys don't know Jalil Lopez, he does America's Most Wanted.
Love Lo Ilai,
he has a mixtape out. It's awesome. You guys go ahead, get it. Just cop that out. Mixtape. It's pretty sick. I just wish the songs were longer, personally.
I need some pros and cons on Twitter. I need some good about it and then some bad about it.
Okay, Monica needs what she needs is convincing to get a Twitter. She wants cons, but the more of the cons is just random people follow you and you're like, who the hell is this guy? I don't know. Like, honestly, I think I follow people when I'm asleep. Like, honestly, I think I fall asleep, and in between my sleep, I follow people on Twitter. And it's just weird. It's just like, I go, who the hell is this person? It's like, okay, well, you know, whatever. And I get like random people. If I talk about like, you know, like food, I get like someone saying, oh, trying to lose weight, da, 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 da. You know, like I'll get tweets like that. I mean, do you guys get tweets like that?
No, I don't.
No.
I call it spam.
AJ calls it spam.
By the way, you know, my Twitter sent spam one time.
The thing that held me back is on the news, they were talking about this guy that was out of town. He was on Twitter, and they jacked everything in his house. I think that's what made me upset that.
He put everything about.
Yeah,
you know?
He said, I am leaving my house to go to da 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 da.
At this address.
At this address, exactly. With Twitter, it's like Facebook, okay? Twitter, you can only put out whatever you want to put out. If you want to go, hey, I'm here at da 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 da, you know, like you would check in at Facebook, you don't have to do that. Like, you can just go, oh, hey, like I'm going to the mall. They don't need to know the Tyler Mall, the Marina Valley Mall, the Terry Mills Mall. They don't even know what mall you're at. They just, you know, just go, hey, I'm here kicking it with whatever, you know, my cousin. That's it. You can divulge as much information as you can. Now, whereas Facebook, when you check in, it's like, boom, here's a map of where you're at, you know. Like, if you go, I checked into my bed. Oh, well, obviously we know where you're at, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least I don't check in out of my bed. Or I checked in the shower. Pretty much. It's like, I don't know. It's just that
thing. Well, everyone's misconception of Twitter is like, oh, I'm sitting on the couch. I am doing this podcast. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that. You know? So, You can only divulge as much information as you want
to
do.
I just need a little bit more of persuasion. Like, it needs to be, like, seriously, you need to, I need, considered, like, we need a...
Taylor Lautner, please, if Monica gets Twitter, would you please follow her? That's what it is. That's what you want, right? You want Taylor Lautner to follow you?
He's hot.
Why?
He's just, is. I've been, before he was famous, he even before everybody knew him, I'm a true fan. I am seriously a true fan. I'm not saying I'm a stalker status, like... but I'm a true fan, and you know, all of a sudden his career went up after Twilight, which he did a really good job on that. But I think Shark Boy, Two Friday Night 2, and all of that. I think so. Yeah.
I heard you want to go see Abduction.
Abduction.
I don't care. Wait, say what? Lautner.
It's Pig Nose.
Who? Okay, what do you think about the movie? Honestly, would you?
Besides him.
Yeah.
Besides that, I like the plot. I like the twisting of it because
without giving any details,
basically what they showed in the previews is
spoiler alert.
His parents getting killed. That they did show in the previews, and then the twist of it with the CIA and all that. Like that, I think that besides that, the plot of the movie and all that, I think that was really awesome. Besides. Him being in it.
But that was impossible how they showed the previews a sniper couldn't get him when he was going down that window.
It wasn't a sniper, actually. No.
The baseball game. No. The baseball game,
no,
right?
Nobody didn't shoot him when he went down the slide. Nobody did it. They just put it in there. No, they didn't. I swear they didn't. I can't tell you what it is because then I will spoil it.
Yeah, it's one of those previews that like you have to.
You get the best parts of it, and sometimes they don't even show it.
If it's like it's a deleted scene that they even showed. Remember Hangover?
Grown-ups. Yeah. Oh my god, that was not what I expected to be.
Yeah, it was like I'm gonna get chocolate. It's like what does that mean? It's like okay.
Not that funny. The previews was.
The previews made it funny.
It was funny because it's like older comedy. It's all the people that we grew up on, me as born in the 80s, grew up on watching, you know. You kids in the 90s, I mean, it's kind of the whole new generation. You guys got
Yeah, but we watched some of the 80s, like, back in the 90s. Same thing as
like Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, you know.
Wow, this guy's going old school. Okay.
Yes, son.
Let's go back to the 90s where you were born, like Spice Girls, like you know, that was your era.
The shows, all that, or like...
Kenan Kell.
Eazy-E, B.I.G., 213.
Oh my god.
It's full stone. I guess. Okay. I'm wow.
Anything about pigs?
Okay. Well, now to the NFL.
Oh yeah, we're going to NFL.
We're going to the NFL now.
Kirsten, you don't watch football out there.
Right now, we're doing picks. So, first game, Jacksonville, Carolina. We're gonna start on the right side. AJ. What are you going to take, Jacksonville or Carolina?
I think Carolina's going to hand the Jaguars their first 40-burger of the season. Cam Newton's going to light it up on that Jaguars D. They got nothing. They got Steve Smith, who is the third amongst receivers in fantasy rankings right now.
Who is he going to throw to? I mean, other than Steve Smith, what if Steve Smith gets double-teamed?
He's got none. He's got his tight end, Greg Olsen, his go-to man.
Greg Olsen's old. Like he's past his prime.
Greg Olsen is he's also his other go-to guy. You got Laguna Nene, who's a freaking beast. And
he's got Jeremy Shockey too. You know, yeah. You got to do a double tight end look. He's got his running game back him up.
Cam Newton, he's always been lined up. It's just that he can't get that W because he's playing other teams that can
light it up. Yeah. Kid, this ain't college anymore, okay? So, you can't just go run over defense, okay? It works sometimes, but it doesn't work all the time.
But he's doing good passing. That's why he's got 400 yards each freaking game. Now, another factor, not just Cam Newton and the Panthers, but Jacksonville, they got a quarterback situation going on there. So,
you know who the starting quarterback is now?
Blaine Gabbert. Yeah. He's going to get a start.
Yeah. Do you think he deserves it, though?
Like, yeah. That's what got four picks last game.
Yeah, but do you think they should have cut David Garrard like that? Do you think they should have hit him very like that?
I think they should have just kept him through the year. Yeah. Teach Blaine Gabbert. I mean, he's a good enough quarterback.
Remember, they did the same thing to Leftwich.
Okay,
I would have kept David Garrard and fired Jack Del Rio.
I love Jack, man.
By the way, is one of the way, coaches on the hot seat.
Of Jacksonville not having a stable quarterback is just a reason why Carolina will win. Now it's rookie versus rookie.
But no. What you're saying is, Blaine Gabbert has more weapons around him because he actually has a running game. And I know you're gonna say D'Angelo Williams and John Stewart. Oh yeah, they're both great by themselves. But the problem is they split carries. And when you split carries, is who's gonna get the bulk of the work? No one. See what I'm saying? Who's the big back? There is no big back. They both have finesse backs. There is no like goal line back.
He has not been doing progressive. He has not.
For those of you who are not familiar with acronyms, DW. Wow, he just coined his nickname. D'Angelo Williams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you had one running back from Carolina, who would you start right now?
Jonathan Stewart.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
I would start Jonathan Stewart.
Why?
D'Angelo Williams, he's not been doing anything. So, Jonathan Stewart is younger.
They also got Goodson.
Yeah, but Goodson was just a
returner.
Yeah, he was just more of a like, we got this kid, let's try him out. And he just had something approved, so he kept his job.
You know, both our running backs are out, so let's put Mike Goodson in.
Yep.
Basically.
Exactly.
So,
I honestly think I think I'm going to go with, I'm still not buying the Carolina hype. I just feel Maurice Jones-Drew's going to get involved in the offense more. So I'm going to go Jacksonville on that one. Because Maurice Jones-Drew is Maurice Jones-Drew, MJD. It's MJD. They have a run game. I mean, I'm not really feeling Mike Thomas, but I feel like in the preseason, Blaine Gabbert showed me enough to where I could trust him with my team.
Did you see him in the preseason?
I saw Blaine Gabbert in preseason, yes.
He did horrible.
How would you say he did horrible? He worked with what he had. He worked with third stringers and four stringers.
Blaine
and
Gabbert has more hype. Cam Newton.
No way. Oh my God. No. No. Get no. out
Have
of
you
here.
Heard Bo Jackson's speech going on about Cam Newton? He could run you over like Jerome Bettis, Earl Thomas, the arm strength of Dan Marino and John Elway combined. He's faster than Michael Vick. That is ridiculous.
Dude, he's overhyped. He's way overhyped. He is way overhyped. I'm sorry. Cam Newton. Sorry, Cam. Dude, no.
Cam Newton has
No, not Cam.
Fulfilled that hype.
No, he has not.
Yes, he has.
Did he get a win?
Is he 2-0? Is he 2-0?
No,
he's not 2-0. So why?
Look at his stats.
I can look at his stats. Then okay, yeah.
He was a touchdown.
But okay.
He was a touchdown away from tying the Cardinals and the Packers.
Okay, the thing is with that though
he was
is
just the two losses.
The problem with
this,
he has growing pains. He has growing pains because he's a rookie. So yes, for every touchdown he's gonna get, he's gonna throw a pick. Every touchdown he throws a pick.
That's their Carolina's franchise quarterback. It doesn't matter.
I understand that, but I'm saying he's gonna throw a pick every time. He's gonna chuck it up, and it's just gonna be pick six or.
Jacksonville has no secondary.
Well, I mean, if you're telling me to pick one or the other, I have to go over Marshawn Drew has a better.
I'm gonna go
better
Carolina.
Okay, we got one Carolina. AJ, who are you picking?
I'm going with Carolina. Steve Smith's gonna light it up for my fantasy team. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, next game.
So that's two, and then once Monica joins us, we'll get her picks and why. All right, next.
Next pick is Denver at Tennessee. You know what? I'm a go with Tennessee because, like I said, if you can beat the Ravens the way they did, it's not like it was just a one-hit wonder. It, the way Matt Hasselbeck handled that game, the way he spread the ball around to each receiver, was just phenomenal.
So you're going to Tennessee?
I'm not a big Matt Hasselbeck fan, but you know I'm buying the Titans right now.
Buying Titans, okay. I just can't do it. I have to go with Denver. I know deep down inside I'm a Chargers fan, you know, because that's the home team for us, Chargers. You know, I just can't. just Denver is doing so good with their backups. Like, okay, Eddie Rowe got hurt, so Eric Decker had to stand up. Eric Decker is doing good.
Brandon Lloyd is questionable.
Decker, do you think Eric Decker is a one-hit wonder? Because I don't think so.
I don't think so. No,
he did good last year.
Yeah, he's done good this whole time. Like every time he's proven himself. I like, that's my kind of guy. That's who I want on my team. Is guy's gonna step up and then just light it up every time, no matter what. And I mean, I like Nosha Moreno. I have him in so many of my leagues, like 90% of my leagues. But I can't roll him. I had to bench him because he's been nothing but disappointment.
So who are you going with?
I'm going with Denver. Denver.
So before we go to AJ, I have to say, do you think there's a quarterback problem in Denver?
In Denver, no. No.
Because I think, I'm just going to put that out there, Tim Tebow should get the starting job.
Get out of here,
son. You know what I say to that? As long as he's in Denver, he will never play as a quarterback.
Thank you.
That's only because John Fox.
He'll be an emergency receiver.
John Fox should never have been the head coach.
Dude, John Elway doesn't like Tim Tebow. John Elway, the quarterback of the Broncos back
in
the
day. I'm pretty
sure he's the president. He's the president right now. You understand? He makes a decision. He doesn't like Tebow, but since they're locked up in that contract, he's going to let him go.
Tim Tebow was putting in more work.
Tim Tebow's going to Miami. Tim Tebow's going to Miami. Tim Tebow. Listen, guys. Listen. Tim Tebow will go to Miami and go to his hometown.
Tim Tebow is putting in more work than Kyle Orton or Brady Quinn in the offseason.
His practice sucks. And
Tim Tebow shows more leadership.
Talking about practice. I'm talking about practice.
Tim Tebow shows more leadership than Kyle Orton or Brady Quinn.
Well, Kyle Orton's a bitch. That's just what it is.
And Brady Quinn is just the guy.
He's a bitch, you know what I mean? Like,
Brady Quinn is just the guy out there trying to prove himself.
Dude, Brady Quinn is like, he was the diva before he even got signed. Like, he was crying in the green room because he didn't go. Yeah, he's just a little drama queen. He's just a little, you know.
Wants his way, no other way.
Yeah, he's just a little. He's a little bitch. That's what it is.
Kind of like Ryan.
So I am going. I'm penciling in right now. Denver. Denver to win it.
Okay. I'm about to AJ? Go with Cincy on this one. They got Benson.
What?
Denver Tennessee.
Denver Tennessee, bro.
Sorry. I am so sorry.
You're jumping the gun, buddy.
Sorry, bro.
Well, we know where you're going with Cincinnati. You're just a big Cincinnati fan. That's what it is. Because you know what it is? It's because he's a Rams fan and he doesn't like the 49ers. So he's going to go.
But we're at Denver right now. We're at Denver, guys. We're at Denver.
Anyways.
Let's stick with Denver Tennessee right now.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna pick Tennessee.
Why?
Because they got Matt Hasselbeck.
Okay.
Played awesome.
Okay.
I think Chris Johnson will get way more yards than he did last game because he was playing Ravens defense. So.
But okay.
He's playing Denver's defense.
No.
Chris Johnson, it's gonna take him a while for him to get more reps.
Oh yes.
It still hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
they can't get more reps.
He nothing.
This is his preseason, right here.
The problem is with Titans. Reason I can't pick them is because they had no run game right now.
Javon Ringer
is okay.
Who?
No, he can run the ball. He can carry that team.
For those of you who don't know, Javon Ringer, I know it doesn't matter because he's Chris Johnson's backup, but he's the one putting in work. He's the one that actually stepped up when Chris Johnson was gone. We're going to go back one game to get Monica's picks on Jacksonville, Carolina. And why are we going? Where are you going, Monica?
I don't know. I'm not seeing Carolina.
Why?
I like the colors. I don't know. Sometimes I don't. I don't know. For some reason, Carolina. I think I've seen it. So give me a moment. I'll have to think that through.
All right. So we'll go back to her. So. So, okay, now AJ, that way.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're back to Monica. Monica figured out why she wanted the Carolina to go.
I think they're playing really good this year, better than the Jacksonville, so yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can go with that. They're playing better. It's what it is. They're playing better. That's true. I agree.
Okay, back
to feel like he needs another weapon. Just, you know.
And just one more little glitch and They'll be good. They'll be perfectly on the way,
I still think they need a backup middle linebacker. Probably a little linebacker for
it. Yeah,
because John Beeson is sick, but the problem is John Beeson's out.
He's out for season.
Yeah, he's done. So that's just – I think Patrick Willis being out.
I feel sorry for the guy, you know.
Oh, dude, I love John Beeson. Like, he's a beast.
He's a beast.
Retire.
So, all right. So we got Monica going Carolina then. Yeah, so we'll do a recap right now. We got AJ, Marcus, and Monica – all going for Carolina, and I'm the only one going for Jacksonville. I'm pulling up the upset.
Okay,
that's what
wait. So Marcus is going for Carolina.
But yeah. AJ, so Marcus is going Carolina.
For Carolina.
I am going Jacksonville just because I feel like Jacksonville is just. I mean, they're just a better complete team. It's just what it is. It's just. I mean, it is what it is. All right, Monica, what's your take on Denver and Tennessee? What are you feeling? Broncos or Titans? If you just had a guess, what would it be?
My prediction would probably be maybe Tennessee.
Why?
In the last other games I've been seeing, they're doing really good on the other side.
So, but let me recap to week one. Okay. Tennessee lost to Jacksonville.
Oh, true.
But that's okay. That's.
I mean,
but
it's
was
like,
that
okay,
when they?
Like when
that was
lost
week
to the
one.
Cowboys,
you know,
that's Dave Garrard. That's Dave Garrard week one.
Yeah.
No. Not Luke McCown week two.
Yeah.
You know. So, and guys, it only took Luke McCown to mess up one game and he lost the starting job to a rookie, just like that. They believed in him. They're like, we're going Luke McCown, but it is what it is.
Well, I'm gonna have to go with Tennessee here. Well, Denver's defense is garbage, and they're just trying to rebuild around Von Miller.
You said their defense is garbage, so Brian Dawkins is garbage.
Well,
Brian Dawkins, you just told me right now. Dawkins.
Who's in their D line? Exactly. Nobody.
Okay, their D line's okay, but they got corners. They got linebackers. They got safeties. That's what they're short up on the back end.
They have Von Miller.
They have Von Miller as linebacker, yes, and they have Brian Dawkins and then Champ Bailey. Yeah, Champ
but
Bailey's
that,
a little
up front. You can't get nowhere.
But Champ Bailey is a
there's
little older.
There's
going to
be a brick wall right there in front for that up front as long as you don't have enough.
Champ Bailey is a little older, but he's still got it. You got to admit that.
Secondary, when that don't stop the running game. Running game's done. We got that brick wall to cover up that up front right there.
He's that big man in the middle. Big man in the middle. All right, so we're going to recap. Picks. Again, AJ, Marcus, and Monica, Tennessee. I'm going against the upset. I'm going against the grain. Going Denver. I feel Denver is going to win. I hope Denver wins because I don't hope Denver wins because I'm a Chargers fan deep down inside. But for the sake of picks, I got to go Denver. I have to. That's just what it is. I just feel like it's good. I mean, all right, let's go to the third one.
Okay, let's see if Steven comes to his little senses here.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. We're going with the third game, Houston at New Orleans.
Oh.
Let's go with Steven. Let's go with Steven first. See if he comes to his senses.
Okay. Now, I know everyone's going to be like, oh, man, this guy is going to pick the Texans. But I'm not. I'm going New Orleans Saints. I'm going with the
Thank
Saints.
Thank you.
Because I have I understand that Houston has the momentum because Peyton Manning is out for at least 3 months. So they already won a couple games that they're already ahead. Like they're aren't they undefeated right now?
No, they're 1-1.
Oh, they're 1-1. Yeah, that's
lost
right.
The
they lost
the
season opener to the to the Patriots. That's right. They almost won. Almost won. I remember that.
Are you talking about Houston?
Yeah.
The season opener was versus the Colts.
No, they won the Colts. No, the second one. Who's the second?
The second one was versus Miami.
Yeah, Dolphins. That's what it was. But I guess if someone give me the right production notes, I'll be all right. But yeah, I'm going to New Orleans Saints because I just feel like Drew Brees is a better quarterback overall. I love Matt Schaub. I love him when he was in Atlanta as a backup. I loved him there. And I love them because he has Andre Johnson. But the thing is, Houston is 2-0. That's why I just said thank you.
I don't know what AJ is talking about. I got the second right. I was talking about New Orleans.
Oh no. I was talking about Houston. I said I know they're 2-0. Okay, they're so no, I was right. So they are. Sorry guys, we got a little confused right here.
Come on, AJ.
We got bad information over here. Come on, man. Copper record. I'm going New Orleans on this. I just feel they're just gonna light it up because they do all the time. Monica's pick is.
I'm going for the Saints. Definitely for the Saints. I think Drew Brees always has his game on step every time on the field. He always has it on point every time. Doesn't matter what it is. It's a miracle. I can't believe it. I'm not a Saints fan, but I'm saying as that quarterback, he's been really awesome. So
you're a Drew Brees fan, so lose.
I guess you can say.
Cool. I mean,
for I'm those, a Michael Vick fan. You know that.
I love Michael Vick.
I'm a Michael Vick.
Let's wait till we get to the.
Okay.
Yes.
So you already know who I'm going for.
Besides that, I'm going for definitely all the way 176.
Okay, Saints. All right, Marcus.
Okay. Well. I'm gonna go with the Saints on this one. You know, it's kind of a common sense pick.
No brainer.
That's what it is.
It is. I mean, I love that they're 2-0.
Drew Brees is in my fantasy, and he's been doing good. He's accurate. Mm-hmm. He's accurate.
Exactly.
It's just simple as that. He can't miss a ball. You know what I mean?
I got something for you. I think Houston will win.
The upset!
You know why?
The upset! Why?
Houston's defense is first in the league right now. Ranked first in the league.
Oh.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, sir.
You were kind of wrong about the 1-1.
Yeah, I don't know.
You were kind of wrong about the 1-1.
Research that. They are number one in the league. I heard it on ESPN myself.
Okay.
They're ranked number one in the league. Wade Phillips has improved that defense greatly. They went from last to first.
Yeah, well, for those you don't know, Wade Phillips, the old Dallas head coach, so he stayed in Texas. He moved Mario Williams, the defensive end, to linebacker. Is that correct?
Greatest move ever, right there.
Yeah, and it has been working. It's awesome. It's just. A lot of people were like, "Oh, this ain't gonna work because he's a three technique. He's a three technique. He doesn't stand up right. He can't stand up."
And with Mario Williams kind of taking the role of a DeMarcus Ware,
he's a hybrid.
That's what Wade Phillips wanted.
Yeah, he's a hybrid. I don't know.
You know what?
He's a hybrid. He's a hybrid backer.
Every time I seen the Texans play, I didn't really see Mario Williams playing that role.
Yeah,
he was still a D line most of the time.
90% of the time, he will be D line. That 10%, he will stand up probably on third down. He's first down, he'll probably be linebacker. Second and third, he'll be defensive end. It's just what it is. And obviously fourth down, they punt. So you know.
And with Marcus Colson, is he out this week?
Marcus Colson is out this week. Yes.
So what do you think the receiver kind
of? It's gonna be
Lance Moore. Is he out?
Yeah, Lance Moore is out too.
So.
They got Devery Henderson. Robert Meacham, and they have Jimmy Graham as a tight end.
Jimmy Graham as a tight end, but who's their third string?
It doesn't matter. Drew Brees is so good, he can get it to anyone. You know that. Shit, they put Mark Ingram out there. He's good. Like they put Pierre Thomas out there. He's good. Like Darren Sproles, put him out there as a receiver. He'll do it. He'll do the job.
Yeah, Darren Sproles has been stepping up to the plate.
I mean, and I loved him in San Diego, and I don't know why they got rid of him.
It's just he's doing way better than in the Saints.
This is a better system for him.
Okay. I'm going to give kudos to the Saints because they didn't care whether they lost Reggie Bush or not. They went ahead and picked up Darren Sproles, which took Darren Sproles took Reggie Bush's role.
Exactly.
His spot, you know, in his little running back receiver tandem, you know what I mean? So...
All right, so to recap that is me, Marcus, and Monica all pick New Orleans.
I thought it was a common sense pick.
I thought it was going to be an unanimous decision.
Defense wins games. New Orleans can't do it.
But yeah, man. So it's AJ's the only one who picked Houston. So yeah, we'll see how that we'll do another podcast and we'll recover the picks.
We'll recap.
So let's go to the fourth game.
This I believe will be another common sense kind of pick. This is Detroit at Minnesota.
Okay.
Well, no. Detroit. Right.
Are we going unanimous on this, guys? I don't know.
Detroit kind of with a 40 burger over the Chiefs.
What's the Chiefs? Yeah,
they kind of murdered the Tampa Bay.
It's Tampa Bay.
They're good.
Tampa Bay is good. Yes. Yeah, Tampa Bay is good. But
Lions are a great team. They are a great team.
The thing the Lions need is to get healthy on the D line. That's what it is.
The
Lions need to get healthy on the D line.
I don't know. What is it? Minnesota, Detroit. Who's the quarterback from Minnesota?
That's kind of a good question. It's McNabb is the quarterback, but he ain't doing really nothing. So
really, because he did really good in the Eagles. So his
name? Yeah, well, after the Redskins,
after the Redskins.
Yeah, he was on the Redskins for a year, but no one. See, a lot of people are like, who?
Well, I think every player has those lost years.
Don McNabb, look at Randy Moss.
When anyone goes to the Raiders, has a lost year. What are you talking about?
Everybody was going. Well, Randy Moss was in the Raiders? Yes, he was. Okay, right before the Patriots.
Don McNabb, he has been doing
Kurt Warner.
Two games.
He had a lost year. He was in New York Giants.
Don McNabb has been doing good the last two games. It's just he can't get that W.
Didn't he have 37 yards the first game?
But
37. Wow. 30, wait,
had the game versus Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay came back.
Listen, 37 yards for a quarterback. 37. 3-7. 3-7.
He barely made it to his age.
Who throws 37 yards? Dude, like they have Adrian Peterson. You just dump it off Adrian Peterson, he'll get you 50 yards right there.
They had the game. Don McNabb, all he got to do is just maintain.
I will go for Detroit.
And he just left it, you know. So
Marcus, who are you going for? Who are you going for, Marcus?
You know what? I'm going to go with Detroit, and I'm going to give this little prediction here.
Okay.
Adrian Peterson is going to get under 100 yards.
Wow.
And he has.
He's not gonna get a single touchdown.
No touchdown. Wow. No touchdown.
All right,
you guys, you heard it here, folks.
Oh, I would love to have
write this down.
Adrian Peterson.
Note this.
It's just not gonna get it. That's what it is. Like he's just not gonna get a under 100 yards or not a touchdown. He'll get under 100 yards.
No touchdown.
Wow. Okay.
I can see that happening. It's happened before versus Detroit. In fact, last year, he only got 97 yards.
So who you going? Who you going for?
I don't care if it's 99.
I don't think it will be a 40 burger. I think it will be a good game just because it's a division game. Division games are always good because they know each other best. They play each other two times a year every year. But I still think that Detroit's the better team. Until that quarterback situation gets together.
So you're going for Detroit then?
Oh, yes.
Detroit.
Oh. All right.
They came to a senses.
Okay, guys, here we go. This is me, my pick.
Oh God.
All right. I mean, you know what it's gonna be? It's gonna be unanimous. It's Detroit. That's just what it is. That's what it is. Detroit.
It's not like you're going Minnesota.
No, man. I can't. I'm not McNabb playing the way he is. I love Adrian Peterson.
That's the whole reason why.
AP all day, but I agree with the no touchdowns, but. I can't agree with under 100 yards. He's going to get 100 yards because that's all he does. McNabb just hands off to Adrian Peterson. So if you had Adrian Peterson in your lineup, don't ever bench him because he always gets you points no matter what.
Well, Matthew Stafford, the way he's playing, I think he's going to play.
He's going to be able to
play a whole season this year.
Oh, if he's healthy.
I'm pretty sure he's going to get a whole season this year. And
just his whole season in the playoffs.
And he's just going to be if he stayed healthy the last, 2 years. I'm pretty sure he would have been as good as Aaron Rodgers or Mark Sanchez because he's got Megatron.
Oh, I love Megatron.
AKA Calvin Johnson. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's on my fantasy team.
Megatron. Yeah, right. I love Megatron. I have Megatron on my team.
One.
All right, so we'll go to the next game.
Okay, let's go. Monica is going to be the first one in this one because Michael Vick.
Oh, Michael Vick.
So the next game is the Giants at.
Ooh, another Eagles. Divisional.
Division.
So Monica, who are you going to pick?
I'm definitely going for the Philadelphia. Definitely.
Going to Eagles. Oh, well,
Eagles. There's no point.
Chris Burton says
they're really good.
Eagles.
I agree they're really good.
Okay.
I understand he screwed up in some points, you know.
But it's Michael fucking Vick.
Michael Vick, how do you know if he's going to play?
No, and I'm going to break this news right now. Michael Vick will play.
He was on ESPN. Adam Schefter said it. He is going to
play this game.
You know what I just realized? This is Saturday night. They're going to play tomorrow.
Yep. That's so, right. And we will do this. We will do another podcast, and we will go see who is right. And I will be right on Jacksonville, Denver.
You know. I don't think so.
But
who knows if Michael Vick will play? Though?
Michael Vick will play. He's not game time. He will play. He even said he'll play.
It doesn't matter. He will do anything.
No, okay.
Him being passed by an independent neurologist says it all. He's going to play. If neurologist says he's ready to go, he's ready to go.
What if? Let me throw this out there. What if he gets injured again? Are you going to count on Mike Kafka?
Well, look at Aaron Rodgers.
He did pretty good versus the Falcons.
Look at Aaron Rodgers last year. He had two concussions. But you guys got to remember that Vince Young is a backup
right now. And yes, yeah, because he's hurt, Mike Kafka is taking first team snaps in the practice. But Michael Vick will play. Mark my words, Michael Vick will play this season, this game.
Mike Kafka will be ready to go when the time is right. That's why they put him in first team reps. Exactly. So he's ready to go. So he has connection with his receivers when he has to go.
Let me ask you this. As a result of Mike Kafka's well-played game at the end, do you think Mike Kafka will take the second starter role over Vince Young?
As of right now, yes, because Vince Young was hurt. His little hamstring hurt. If Vince Young gets healthy,
do you think he'll be third string?
I think Vince Young will be back up and Kafka will be third string. Okay.
Marcus, what do you think?
Who are you picking?
You know, I love Vince Young. I'll tell you this. Oh, I remember back in the day when he was a Longhorn.
Oh, Texas.
I remember that, I love touchdown, the Rose Bowl. That rushing touchdown versus to beat USC. Yeah, oh, that was a loving day.
No, best day I'm ever. A USC fan. I'm a USC fan. Okay,
well,
so I remember loved that.
Vince Young since the Titans. The you know now he's an Eagle. I don't like that number nine, but okay.
Yeah.
But
he couldn't take Deshaun Jackson.
You know why he's number nine?
I'm gonna have to go with Mike Kafka, second string.
You're going Mike. So who are you picking for the game though? So you going Eagles or are you going what?
You know what. I'm going to go with the Giants.
Oh!
Not! Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Philly. You know what it is. You know what it is.
You can't trust Eli Manning.
Yeah, come on. And I know.
Who's his receiver?
I don't know.
Dominic Hickson would get a good job and then he's done.
Can I call another thing?
What up?
Maybe Steve Smith might get his little revenge.
Oh, and you know what? Steve Smith from New York is now with the Philadelphia Eagles.
And he will be in the starting lineup.
And he will be in the starting lineup, yes, because he will be third string.
Hey, do you want to call anything on Steve Smith? Is he going to get fantasy points or whatever?
I think he's going to get four. So 40 yards.
I think he'll get decent 10-12 points ratio.
Wow, 10-12. See, 100 yards? Or are you saying a touchdown and 4 yards?
I say like 50, 60 yards and a touchdown. I see that.
So
who are you going for, AJ? Who's your pick?
Well, I'm going to go with Eagles because they got Shady McCoy. They got that defense. You know, they do good pass. I don't know about rush. I think Giants will get their, you know, they get their time on the rushing game.
So you're going to Philly, right?
So, of course, you're definitely going with the Eagles.
And I'm going with the Eagles. Michael Vick. Michael fucking Vick. That's all I got to say. The dream team, yes. Coined by Mr. Vince Young. Not coined by anyone else. Everyone else is like, oh, come on, man. Like,
Everyone hated
it. Everyone. So when you guys don't call him, it's Michael Vick and the don't call him the dream team, Eagles, you know.
Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
All right. Next game,
New England at Buffalo.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Tell you what. I know what I'm picking. I'm just going to say it. Go Buffalo. Go Bills. We got two Bills. What we got? Oh, yeah.
Say it again.
I'm going for the Bills. I cannot stand Patriots. I am so sorry. I don't care what it is. I can't stand it. They're just cheaters, plain cheaters.
I fucking hate the Patriots with a passion. Ladies, if you are a Patriots fan, I cannot date you. That's just what it is.
What team are you?
Even when his boy went to
Okay, check it out. My boy Ocho Cinco.
Oh my god.
Okay, my boy Ocho Cinco. He went to the Patriots, and you know what? I love Chad. I love Ocho, but yeah. I can't vote for him. I can't go for him. What it's like is like it's like seeing your ex girlfriend with another guy. That's exactly what it's like. And it's like you have to see them every week. It's just not cool. It's not, you're just like, you're hating it and everything like that. So I'm going with the Bills. AJ, okay, where are you going?
Bills have been doing really good.
Marcus, go ahead. Then I guess.
Bills have been doing good. Don't steal my thunder. But I'm going to have to go with New England with the hot seat.
Oh, my God.
I know people have been saying
and this New will be England Marcus's last podcast on this show.
I know they're saying that New England may have a little juice in them to get another undefeated season.
No undefeated season.
I don't think so.
All right, AJ.
Not without a camera on the side.
AJ, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo.
Not just because, you know, I hate the Patriots. Just because they're going to have an awesome game. Ryan Fitzpatrick is for real.
Yes, Ryan Fitzpatrick is lighting it up.
The Buffalo Bills.
Monica has Ryan Fitzpatrick on, and he's just throwing up 4 touchdowns every game. It seems like.
Okay, next game. Miami at Cleveland. Ooh, who are you going with,
tough
AJ?
Game, tough game.
Ooh. I'm going with the Miami Dolphins because they actually have a receiver out there.
Ooh, upset.
Brandon Marshall.
Okay.
And you? Then
Monica said.
What?
Monica?
I'm going to have to go with Cleveland.
Okay.
Browns, okay.
Steven?
S-Franco81? You can follow me at Twitter at S_Franco81. I'm going to go with... That's a tough game. They both suck. That's what it is. I mean, it's two crappy teams. It's going to be an awesome game. That's just what it is. Sorry, Miami fans.
Did you really just say that?
But okay. I'm going to go Miami because I love Reggie. And Chad Henne is actually showing that he deserves a starting job.
I think he still got 400 yards on that Patriots defense. That's something.
He's not getting that much carries as he wanted to.
All right, well, so
that's his fault.
Well, you know, I'm gonna go with Cleveland. I'm gonna disagree with your statement there. Miami is a sucky team, but on the other hand, Cleveland is an awesome team. Payne Hillis is a beast. Colt McCoy is another beast.
Peyton Hillis is
Joe Hayden.
I will give you. They have pieces. Greg Little is awesome. Okay, Max Coy is
John
awesome.
John
okay?
Saint
Yes, they're all good. But
yeah. So I'm gonna go with Cleveland and.
Okay, so we got two Miami, two Cleveland.
So we got San Francisco at Cincinnati.
Oh, San Francisco. I'm sorry, Niners. I'm sorry, people, for all the haters. And all the people that are fans of Niners, I'm a Niner fan, so I'm going with Niners.
I'm pretty sure.
Even though we got a sucky quarterback, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Niners on this one just because, you know, especially because it's my team, but they need to fix that quarterback situation.
Yes, they do. Definitely.
I'm a Rams fan, so I'm going to have to go with Cincy.
Oh, here's the Cincy pick that he picked a long time ago.
I'm just overexcited to see Cincy rape San Francisco. I'm just...
Steven?
All right.
I know Andy Dalton's doing good, you don't do it.
What you guys need to know about this game is Nate Clemens and Taylor Mays are with the Bengals, so
Bengals even wanted to draft Taylor Mays.
Exactly.
But we jumped on him. And why do you trade him?
I don't know. Anyway, that's
when they heard that trade, I'm pretty sure they jumped on it.
They got a 7th round pick out of that trade. But whatever. They could have got a 4th round pick, but they decided not to trade him to the Bears. That's just what it is. I love Cincy. But Ocho ain't there anymore. So 49ers, let's go. Okay. And I hate Alex Smith, by the way. I hate him as much as Tom Brady.
Jets at the Raiders. Oh. AJ. AJ.
I'm about to go with the Raiders. Home.
Oh.
They're at home. And they're going to get revenge on what Mark Sanchez did last year. You know, eating the hot dog on the sidelines. Acting like, you know, it's just a little gimme game.
Mike is a little anxious.
Oh, God. I'm going for the Jets. Raiders just suck, period, and Mark Sanchez is
the best
fantasy football.
They're McFadden.
Two.
You're not starting it.
That's all he has. They're McFadden.
I'm going to be starting
That's all the Raiders
three.
Have.
Jets are way better than the Raiders.
Their defense
Raiders,
is awesome.
The Raiders improve, but then they start going downhill every time. They improve for like a couple weeks, and they go down again.
Yeah, that's true. That is
every
true.
Time. Every year. Never changes. Never changes.
They start out good, and they end.
Screw it up at the end.
Jeremy McFadden
is
doing... Very well. He's doing a you know, running back caliber. But I'm going to have to go with the Jets.
Oh, I was already pensioning in Raiders.
Because The Jets have a very good defense.
Okay.
Very good offense.
So does the Raiders.
They have all the pieces together.
Do you think so? The Raiders
could they have the pieces together. I'm going to go with the Jets.
All right. Now, I'm a California guy. So, and you'd be like, oh, he's going Oakland. He's going. No, I can't go Oakland. I'm going to go for – and I am strongly against USC quarterbacks in the NFL. But J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Woo! Let's go Jets.
All right, next one. Baltimore at the Rams.
Oh!
Here's the big one.
Upset of the week.
Monica?
I am going definitely for the Baltimore. Screw the Lamb Chops. I'm sorry. I am so sorry, Lamb Chops. Every freaking fan you ever know, I am so sorry. Really am.
Doesn't help
really
we call them Lamb Chops.
Lamb Chops, Rams. I'm sorry. One, we're on the same league. No. Two. I'm sorry, but their defense sucks.
Our defense is awesome. We're first in the league in sacks.
Different team, different players, same sucky team. Rams suck.
So you're going
They're
Baltimore?
They're 0-2.
You're going Baltimore?
It's just
what it is.
I'm going Baltimore. Okay. Plain and simple.
And I'm gonna let AJ end on this because he's gonna have a case for why the Rams are winning.
It's gonna
I'm actually wearing a Baltimore Ravens shirt. So I am going with the Ravens.
Yeah, wearing a Rams shirt, you know, it's very ironic.
Very ironic.
We were just talking about that earlier today.
Sitting next to each other. That's
you know, I think it's gonna be upset of the week.
Why?
Rams are gonna when Steven Jackson comes back, and he will try to come back. He's game time decision. If he comes back, he's going to tear up that Ravens defense. Okay. Rush defense is going to be terrible. Pass defense, I think it will be good.
Next game. Chiefs at the Chargers.
Chargers,
I'm sorry.
Chargers.
They're really good. Even though they lost.
No, Chiefs are garbage.
The other week, they were really good. So
Andrew Luck sweepstakes.
I'm going Chargers. Going Chargers.
I'm going Chargers. You know, Chiefs just received 2 40 burgers in a row.
Maybe they might
receive another 40 burger. I don't know.
And for those who don't know, is what's a 40 burger? Go ahead and explain.
40 burger is when a team scores 40 points on them.
Okay.
Basically.
Now, Lions almost got a 50 burger on them.
It's just what it is. It's kind of hard to do that in the NFL.
So, Steven, who are you going for?
I am going for the San Diego Superchargers.
Okay, next game. Falcons at the Bucks.
I gotta go. I mean, I know my boy is on the team, but he's not really on the team. But I'm going. That's hard. That's a division game. That's kind of hard. I am gonna go. I'm going Falcons. That's just what it is. Falcons.
Okay, Monica, what are you going for? Falcons or Bucks?
I really can't say. I haven't seen any other games, so I'm gonna go Falcons.
Okay, AJ?
I'm going to go with Bucks.
Ooh, Bucks.
I see the Bucks having a better game. You know, I'm just not sure about LeGarrette the Falcons
Blunt
yet.
LeGarrette Blunt is a beast. Josh Freeman is going to beast on them. Matt Ryan ain't doing too good, so I'm going with the Bucks.
Okay.
All right, next game.
Okay, this Packers one's at the Bears.
Packers at the Bears. I think this is going to be unanimous, guys. Do you think it's going to be unanimous? Packers.
Aaron Rodgers.
I picked the Packers. I don't know. Chicago kind of has a better edge on them for some reason every year.
They have no O-line. They have an O-line problem.
Do they have
no
running back?
They didn't have an O-line last year either.
They have an O-line problem once again just like last year.
Last year they didn't have an O-line problem.
Yes, they did.
Are you kidding me?
No, they did have an O-line problem. They still were able to get some good games.
They still have an O-line problem. What are you going to pick, Steven?
I'm going Packers.
What are you going with?
Chicago.
I'm going with the belt, son. The belt.
Yeah, the belt. Aaron Rodgers. Next game. Arizona at the Seahawks.
Go ahead, Michael. You want to say something about the Packers?
Packers, Aaron Rodgers, Gunfan.
There you go. She has to plug that in.
Okay. Well, again, Arizona at the Seahawks. Who are you going for, AJ?
I'm going to go with Arizona. Seattle's garbage.
Another team for the Andrew Luck sweepstakes.
I'm going Arizona, too. I have to go Arizona.
That's another team for the Andrew Luck sweepstakes right
garbage.
There.
Garbage. I'm going to go with Arizona.
Monica?
Fancy sleeper right there.
Who's Monica got?
Wait, was Arizona and
Seattle.
Seattle?
Yeah.
I hate both of them, but if I had to choose, I'd probably go with the Cardinals.
Okay, so it's unanimous. It's Cardinals. Next game.
Next game. Pittsburgh at the Colts. I'm gonna pick
Steelers.
Steelers all day.
That's unanimous.
They raped everybody pretty much.
Steelers.
Oh yes.
No, they don't. They got raped in the week one, so that statement is not true.
Steelers.
Okay, so I hate the Steelers, but I'm gonna have to go on this one because
we're unanimous. Steelers all the way.
Indianapolis, another team for the Andrew Luck sweepstakes.
Yeah, Indianapolis. Peyton Manning is out. What's the next game? We got
the last
game is Monday night football, which is September 26th.
Oh,
Washington at Dallas.
Washington.
Who are you going with?
Washington. Homo, man. Come on.
Well, who are you going with, AJ?
I'm going Washington. Grossman's going to tear it up.
I'm going with Washington.
I think Washington can make the playoffs and win this division.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I'm buying the Redskins right now.
All
right.
I'm going against grain. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
My boy. Dez Bryant is going to light it up.
That's if he plays.
He will play.
He is
injury prone, but that's my boy, though. I love Dez, man. That's my boy. Okay, guys, this is the end of the podcast. So, it's just what it is. I mean, like, guys, I would love some feedback. We're going to go over the picks tomorrow and Monday. Then we're going to come back to this and see how it is. We'll probably do a conference call then. I'm Stephen Franco. Follow me at @S_Franco @81 on Twitter.
@ArmandoRocha28 @ArmandoRocha28
And once again, add me on Twitter @Mrocha_13 @MrochaUnderscore13
And Monica does not have Twitter, so guys, please tell her why she needs a Twitter. And
she does have a Facebook. Hit her up on Facebook and tell her to get a Twitter.
Okay. No Facebook. Facebook's whack. We're going to talk about that one the next time.
The new MySpace.
So.
MySpace is having a blast right now.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you guys think. Great comment, whatever.